I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Barna Group recently conducted a survey, and they found that 51% of churchgoers don't actually know the term the Great Commission. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says,
"We've heard about biblical illiteracy, but this is biblical literacy on steroids. If we're not reading our Bibles as parents and grandparents, how in the world are kids going to actually get into the habit of reading their Bibles?"
So Keys for Kids is encouraging families to get in the Word together. And they're offering devotional tools to help. You'll find them at missionnews.org. Next, on a recent visit to South Sudan, Stuart Bowman of Partners in Compassionate Care, a partner of Set Free Ministries, was able to show the Jesus film to 90 prisoners. Bowman says,
"And 85 of them raised their hands to accept Christ and to turn from their sin. And then we asked if anybody needed to have prayer to come down afterwards. And I can remember this one man, he came down and he said, 'I renounce my sin before the Lord, for I shed the blood of my relatives.'"
Turning from violence, this man embraced the forgiveness of the gospel. Praise God for how he's moving in South Sudan. And 14 years of torture and imprisonment. This is what Richard Vermbrand endured in communist Romania for his faith in Christ. Now, Voice of the Martyrs Canada is bringing the Vermbrand story to life in a play called Solitary Refinement, based off his book, Tortured for Christ. VOM Canada's Doug McKenzie says,
"During his time of solitary confinement in the prisons of Romania, even the prison guards could not really understand, in terms of his tenacity, his refusal to back away from his faith in Christ."
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world don't have a Bible in their sign language? This month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that'll help you pray for this unreached people group. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.